My sister wanted to help with my chores, but only to win a contest at church. She didn't really want to help.
Why don't you give her another chance? Maybe she's learning to show love in action. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. If your brother or sister suddenly wants to be very helpful, would you wonder why? Maybe they're in a contest, or maybe they learned this from Jesus in John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Jesus loves you so much that he died for you, and if you're a Christian, he wants you to show his love to other people by serving them. And that's exactly what our story is all about for today. It's entitled, With Love. Kira, let me help you with that. Alexis reached for a pile of laundry needing to be folded. It will earn me points for my youth group contest. I want to get the most points so I can win. One of the ways kids in the youth group could earn points was by helping the members of their family. Kira frowned and batted her sister's hands away. I'm not signing any paper saying you helped me with anything. Just leave me and my things alone. The other members of Alexis's family were delighted with her behavior. They could hardly believe how helpful she had suddenly become. She did dishes, made beds, offered to help with her brother's homework, babysat, and even carried out the trash. Kira was the only one who refused her help. Alexis did well in the contest, but she didn't win. Yet to everyone's surprise, her helpful ways continued. One day, Kira asked Alexis to help her fold the laundry. Alexis was puzzled. Why do you let me do things for you now? She asked. When we were having the contest, you wouldn't let me do anything for you. Well, now you really want to help me, Kira replied. Before, you just did it for points. Alexis thought about that. I guess that's true. I wanted to win the prize for getting the most points. Why do you want to help now? Kira asked. Well, on the day the contest ended, Miss Wilson talked about a Bible passage that says no matter how much good we do, without love, our good deeds are worthless in God's sight. She said that's why she came up with the contest in the first place, to show how often we might think we're earning points with God when we do good things, but if we don't have the love of Jesus in our hearts, our good deeds mean nothing. She said we need to trust in Jesus and depend on him to help us do things for others out of love, and I realized she was right. Alexis grinned at her sister. I'm glad you can tell the difference. I can, Kira laughed. But now, I'm sorry I didn't help you win the contest. Well, how about you? Do you do nice things for other people? Why? Is it so you'll win points with them and make them like you? Or do you think doing good deeds wins you points with God? He says that all the good things you do mean nothing if they're not done out of genuine love, the kind of love Jesus has for you. So trust him to fill your heart with his love so you can let it overflow to others, and they can tell the difference. Our key verse, once again, from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 12.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
And our key thought for today, love one another. Does your Bible get dusty on the shelf when your feet get sandy at the beach? Don't let that happen this summer. Spend time with God and the Word with Zach Summer Reading Club. When you read your Bible and the Keys for Kids devotion every day, you'll earn the chance to win prizes in July and August, plus the grand prize for the whole summer. So bring a Bible and Keys for Kids on your next road trip. Take mom and dad to wordwithzach.org to sign up now. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.